Our coverage continues from the Section 8A Cross Country Championship from Bagley. I'm joined by Holly head coach Nathan Stowe and coach. We'll start with the girls. You guys did very well. I'm seeing at least three top 10 finishes right there, and then also Ivy Tickle 14th. So really, you guys got to be happy with the results.
Yeah, it's a little bit different of a place for us to be in coming in, you know, as the favorites. We've always been in that chaser situation, trying to chase down Purim in the, you know, in the years past, and just kind of making sure that we hold on to that second spot to advance. So it's a little bit different running from the lead and having to do a few different things, you know, mentally in that process. So very proud of the girls from top to bottom, from 1 through 7, and then all the other kids that we have on the team that came with today and just brought some juice and ran around and cheered. So, no, it was a full team effort, and, you know, it's a fun culmination to, you know, to kind of the building process. The first years that I had full teams of girls in the section meets, we were second to last the first year and last the second year. And since then, it's been a steady climb up towards the top, and today, you know, just kind of culminated in that climb.
Awesome, and I'll actually correct myself. 4 top 10 finishes.
We're really proud of the effort. This has been an incredibly hardworking team, and even bigger for us, it's been a very welcoming and inviting team, because when you look, but that's a part of it, is Jovi, Kinsey, Maddie, and Rory are all 7th graders that have been welcomed into this program with open arms and have, you know, have competed with the confidence that their teammates that have been around the block for a while have given. And then you get, you know, you just get natural progression, and you get a kid like Michaela, who ran as our 4 or 5 last year, to break through and be our 2-3 at different times this year. And then, you know, just to continually build. And we'd be remiss if we didn't mention the fact that we raced without one of our top 5 today in Trista Bear, who's a senior, and we're trying to get her back healthy, but we felt confident that we could advance without her today and give her another week to get healthy and let her loose at the state meet for her final race. So, you know, teammates stepping up for each other. Big deal within the girls program this year.
And then on the boys' side, you guys did well as well this evening.
Yeah, it was it added to the nerve-wracking nature of things. people always ask, as boys' basketball coach, which sport is harder and more and has my anxiety levels higher, and how we say it's cross, because I don't have timeouts and I don't have substitutions. And then at the end of ball games, we're not waiting around for math problems to take place to see how they shake out. And even that being said too, you don't have to finish one race with one of your teams and all of a sudden, you know, or coach a basketball game with one team and all of a sudden have to flip over and do it again, you know, 10 minutes later and go through that range of emotions again. So, yeah, it was a little nerve-wracking there with the boys and just making sure that they, you know, they came out and came out on top, because it's been a dogfight all year between our guys, Park Rapids and DGF, and we've spent a lot of the second portion of our season without Coleman Hoff and Braden Aldinger due to injuries, and so that just naturally added some questions and put some extra pressure, you know, on some of our guys, you know, throughout races, and then, you know, to climb up to the highest spot in the state rankings that we'd ever been, and then to race without 2 guys that are important to you and plummet completely out of the rankings. This was just a really impressive, you know, mental toughness task for our guys to bounce back and to compete the way that they did today against Park Rapids and DGF, and then the rest of the section, but especially those teams that are all worthy state qualifiers.
Yeah, and you mentioned mental toughness. You know, running cross country, you got to be mentally tough regardless. But when you woke up this morning and you saw the conditions, that adds even a little bit more mental toughness for your runners, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. And that, you know, that was our message to both teams when we talked separately beforehand. Is number one, we always reference Olaf from Frozen. Nobody's running with their own personal flurries. This is everybody. So there's no reason, you know, everybody's got to deal with it. So then it comes down to mental toughness and the willingness to compete. And then, along with that, it's, you know, you throw times out the window on a day like this, because, you know, if someone PRs, that'd be fantastic. You know, we would all love it. But the big deal today is making sure you just are competitive and you know where you sit inside the race, and that you got battles to win And, you know, we won some of those battles today that, you know, helped us win the section. But there was a couple along the way that we didn't quite get that had, you know, that cranked up those nerves. But, you know, in the end, the math worked out in our favor, and our kids really deserve it. And there's a lot of, you know, for people that don't pay a ton of attention to cross country or know how it works, you know, we joked about having team MVPs, you know, and it's, a lot of it's tongue in cheek. But if Charlie Larson from Pelican Rapids doesn't outkick the competition there and win the race, we don't win the meet. So, you know, one of the team MVPs for us to get to a goal that our kids have had was a kid from Pelican Rapids coming through and stealing the one spot and bumping a Park Rapids runner back to the two. That's not only was it a phenomenal race and he absolutely deserves the section individual title, but little things like that can benefit others down the road. And it really benefited us today, because had we ended in a tie with Park Rapids, they had the six runner tiebreaker. So a lot of hidden things within their standings.
Yeah, that's an interesting point that you make, because a lot of times cross country, it is so individualized, but a lot of team effort goes into just getting to the point of the championship meet and with the scoring and everything. So it really is more of a team aspect than some people would maybe realize.
Yeah, and it's very, you know, it's very individualistic, you're right. And if everybody goes out and runs their best race on a day, your team's going to do better than expected. I mean, that part's pretty obvious, but really what it comes down to it is, when you don't have your best on that day, what helps you find what you do have? And that's what you, that's the psychological build that happens in a sport like this throughout a season, and for some of our guys and gals throughout years and careers. You know, Ivy Tickle and Lily Olson on the girls' side have been together since Ivy was a eighth grader and Lily came on into the varsity as a seventh grader. And so just having that understanding and then bringing more and, you know, more people into that. Trista Bear is an eighth grader. And then, you know, you build from that and you add to it, but they start to learn from each other how you can count on each other and how you can find that strength. And the same thing is true on the boys' side. We got guys that aren't just cross-country teammates. They're basketball teammates. And so they've learned, you know, they learn each other and they start to trust each other. You know, despite it being a, you know, a different animal as far as the sports go, it's still that psychological build that says, on my, you know, when I'm not at my best, how do I absolutely get what I can out of it for the day? And usually that's the fact that you just don't want to let your teammates down.
Well, Coach, thanks so much for taking the time with us here at RNJ Broadcasting. And thank you for the insight, and congratulations on a successful season, and good luck moving forward. I really appreciate the time. It's Holly Coach Nathan Stoa taking the time with us this evening.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks.